Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of attack on connection. You can ask questions on our website, hub.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
I don't know if you can say this in Hebrew, attack on the connection or for the connection. It's like against all the disturbances of connection. Well, anyway, we understand what it means, right? The attack has to take place until we discover the connection, and in the connection discover the upper force. Meaning, the attack is endless, that's our life, and in every moment, we need to be in arvut towards that attack. Mutual help, to take care of everyone, because the success can only be general and not any individual success. That's why there's a problem here. We can't reach it personally. We can personally reach all kinds of discernments on the path, but the state we have to attain as the last generation is a state that has to, that should be revealed only in our connection. As much as each one tries, there's also a competition here. As much as the envy that it can help attaining it, but the envy can be positive. As much as I'm envious that each one helps each other and I see myself as retarding in it, and then I attack by wanting to help everybody connect, that I want, as I search where else can I complete my participation, all my opportunities that each and every one has in order to cause connection. They have to be in an attack. It could be attacking the connection. Yeah, maybe it's right the way they wrote it. Well, let's keep going.
We are in excerpt number 28 out of the writings of Rabash, second volume, article, What is the preparation to receive the Torah in the work? Our sages said, the word of Torah is not given to an idol worshipper. As was said, he did not do so for any nation, and let them not know the ordinances, since they have no need for the Torah.
In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn that when it says that you can't, meaning is prohibited, or it couldn't be, because it's all revealed only according to the vessels. So if a person is still akum, meaning worshipping idols, that he doesn't see in everywhere that only the force of the Creator is working, also on the bad and also on the good, and that there's none else besides him, but the two lines come to a person to confuse him and help him and support and contradict, if he still doesn't see that behind those two lines is the middle line, which is the Creator only, that is taking care of him in everything he has in life, the worst things and the best things. So he still is considered akum, the idol worshipping. It also means akum is from the word crooked, that he deviates to one of the two lines and doesn't stay on the middle line. So obviously in this way he feels the need for the Torah, meaning to be taken care of by the light. And he wants to reach the middle line, that in that middle line only the upper force is in control and there's no difference between good and evil, but it is all done for the best. For him to hold himself exactly on the middle towards the Creator, there's no good, there's no bad, it's the Creator doing everything. And when he's the one important, so all the differences between the states disappear. It's all, the main thing is that behind them, it's the Creator. Yes.
Again, our sages said, a word of Torah is not given to an idol worshipper. As was said, he did not do so for any nation, and let them not know the ordinances, since they have no need for the Torah. One who does work that is foreign to us, meaning for his own sake, can live without the Torah.
Meaning that he wants to run either from the good or from the bad for his own benefit, in all kinds of thoughts, and not that he takes all these things that work on him also from the bad and also from the good, only for discovering the Creator, only in order to discover him.
Can live without the Torah, for he does not need the help of the Torah.
Meaning the force that will escort him exactly towards revealing the middle line, the Creator, that is taking care of him in two lines.
Only Israel, those who want to work for the sake of the Creator, need the light of Torah, for the light in it reforms him. That is, it is impossible to defeat the evil within him without the Torah. By this we can interpret where sages said, the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it. We should understand the word exists. What does it tell us? We should interpret this according to what our sages said. The Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. That is, the Torah should be a spice. In whom is that so? Since there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lek. For this reason, they said that those who want to put themselves to death, meaning want to put to death the will to receive for their own sake, and want to do everything for the sake of the Creator, see that they cannot do so on their own. To them, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice.
Meaning that they feel that they want to reach only into grasping onto the Creator, the middle line, that everything comes from Him, and not to get excited either from the good or from the bad. But the main thing is to hold on to the Creator, even though they feel the good and bad, and to be above those feelings that can be horrible, very intense, that constantly grow one against the other. Because you can't have light without darkness or darkness without light. That's why people that are ready to hold on to the Creator, how do they get to it? When the left and right for them are completely equal, in an equal relation. Doesn't matter, right or left, not good, not bad. If I take this as from the Creator, so He's above the feeling of the good and bad, I'm holding on only to Him, and I start revealing Him. So how can we reach revelation of the Creator, please?
First of all, we reach the revelation of the Creator not inside of ourselves. Also, these lines that we are talking about, the right line, the left line, it's all revealed with respect to the 10 within our work, within the group. And specifically through this finding this middle line and holding on to it, specifically there we discover the Creator, not like the idol worshippers or crooked who are kind of leaning sideways.
Yeah, akum from the word crooked, that the whole work is to find the straight line between the two crooked ones and to give a equal relation towards all the states that show up, and above those feelings that awaken, to rise above them, not in ascent or descent, but ascent and left or ascent and right, meaning an opportunity to work on connection, once this, once that, and from this we gradually build that quality of Creator, the quality of bestowal called Creator.
And to reach the quality of bestowal, well, we must not forget that between the two states there is only the reforming light. Only that light of the Torah is what makes the change.
This change happens to whoever doesn't want to work for himself and only wants to perform actions to come out of himself. The fact that nobody can, that's clear. But at least actions in the ten and inviting the light, that's what eventually reveals the Creator.
And this actually means to awaken each other, to remind each other where everything comes from and where everything is going.
And all of the efforts we do, all the actions, are for the friend to get support that will have envy between us. We're actually aiming each other to rise above the left and right.
You know that to answer the question, how do we come to the revelation of the Creator, we first have to ask what for. Why do we want to reach the revelation of the Creator? Like Shai said, if it's for my own self-benefit, apparently you're not in the right direction. It's not going to come from there. And if you're working outwardly, meaning towards others, for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of the Creator Himself, outside of your own kelim, that's already the first step towards connection.
We're going to part number 29 from letter 57 of Baal HaSulam.
There is no happier state in man's world than when he finds himself despaired with his own strength. That is, he has already labored and done all that he could possibly imagine he could do, but found no remedy. It is then that he is fit for wholehearted prayer for his help, because he knows for certain that his own work will not help him. As long as he feels some strength of his own, his prayer will not be whole, because the evil inclination rushes first and tells him, first you must do what you can, and then you'll be worthy of the Creator. It was said about it, the Lord is high and the low will see, etc. Once a person has labored in all kinds of work and has become disillusioned, he comes into true lowliness, knowing that he is the lowest of all people, and there is nothing good about his body. At that time, his prayer is whole, and he is granted by his generous hand. The writing says about that, and the children of Israel sighed because of the work, etc., and their cry went up. It is so because at that time, the whole of Israel came into a state of despair from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured bucket. He pumps all day, but does not have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground, as our sages said. Similarly, one who has not been rewarded with his love, all that he has done in his work on purifying the soul the day before, it is as though completely burnt the next day. And each day and each moment he must start anew, as though he hasn't done a thing in his entire life. Then the children of Israel sighed because of the work, for they evidently saw that they were unfit to ever produce anything by their own work. This is why their sigh and prayer were whole, as they should be. And this is why their cry went up, since the Creator hears the prayer and only awaits a wholehearted prayer.
How do we reach the despair? And what type of despair do we reach? In the correct work. How to reach despair and the correct kind of despair.
despair, the right despair, is when we try to connect with all our force when we don't succeed. The despair is out of our own forces when we realize that not only we don't really want it, we also can't. And then we discover the one who can connect us.
Yeah, specifically from the work in trying to create this connection, so the opposite state is revealed, that we're completely tied to the desires that we don't even know from what or from where, but we're chained in this mechanism that we can't come out of.
And apparently, we're also chained within some system that, well, the more you make movements, motions, it awakens more and it chains you. And out of these attempts, you exhaust your forces trying to come out, and you discover how much specifically now you're in that state that you're chained.
But in practice, I'm not despaired. I'm here for a few days already, and I'm not in despair. I come here, I came burning to the lesson today after preparation. I'm not in despair. It's not the egoistic despair. It has to be something else that we do as a 10. This despair, to me, it's not clear what it is.
We need to try to make an effort as much as we can, you know, to truly break this crust that Rob talked about a few days ago, this crust that exists between the different rocks. And from that place, it seems to me the despair appears. From as much as we come burning hot, and we will want for us, for everyone, surely there's nothing we can do in order to really break this crust. And even together, we don't have much to do except to reach that state of prayer, of the necessity that the Creator will break this crust and will melt together all of the matter that is inside in this pot, in the kazan.
I think that I have a feeling, if not of happiness, so at least a great relief in this despair, because it's despair from his own forces. It's meaning it's an understanding that I can't, and also we can, but there is somebody who can and just aims you correctly. So specifically here, the correct prayer, the correct plea comes out. You find the direction in the work, and there's a lot of happiness in it. It's not a despair of depression.
Yeah, by way of elimination, it's about what do we have to reach and how do we reach it. It's actually a gift, because without this despair, we wouldn't be able to reach acknowledging, not in our intellect, but to truly feel and understand how much the desire for ourselves is a dead end. So this despair is purposeful.
Why, along with the despair, does the force to attack increase also?
Because the despair, as the friends described it, brings you to a state where you don't have too much to do except to see how to correctly turn to the Creator.
It's written, and the sons of Israel sighed from the work, specifically. That's where it is.
That is, after the bottom line of the efforts, we feel that there's no benefit, but we still hold on to some point, which is the point of breaking through. This apparently is the point of connection that we were hoping to achieve following all of our efforts.
This despair from the work shows us the correct path to attain spirituality. He wrote here that the evil inclination comes before in the work, and he must do what's in his forces, and then he'll be able to work the Creator. So until we're not done with all the thoughts of what else can we do, what do we think is right to do, what nice actions can we do, and it all depends on our actions, so we're still playing with the evil inclination, with our nature, until we reach a despair. So some different approach will open towards spirituality. The Creator wants it, and we are just smiling and nice.
This despair actually increases the force of attack, because up to that stage you're really just working and exerting, but it's like going full gas, neutral. You don't know which way to work, you try all directions. Suddenly here you discover what is the right work, how to work, in what direction. So actually here you can focus the attack and come out full strength, because finally you have the right direction.
I also think, in continuing to what Rami said, the actions we're doing are essential. You don't have to disregard anything that each one wants to do towards connection, because specifically from this whole gathering of the actions.
Rav, what is the difference between despair from the work? It says like that. Where is that? About this, the text says, and the people of children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up. It is so because at that time, the whole of Israel came into a state of despair. It wishes to say, from the work, from the work. It is as one who pumps out in a punctured vessel, etc. That is, what does it mean to be despaired from the work? Specifically, from the work only. Let's go.
To be in despair from the work and only from the work, I think we're not speaking about a man, but about the ten, because a person alone doesn't have these discernments. It's discernments of spiritual work. It's when the ten is in despair towards working that it feels that whatever you do, any magic tricks you can, whatever actions, it won't truly bring you to the spiritual state you're hoping for. And here specifically, the true work starts. The fake fuel disappears and the true one starts.
The real fuel comes specifically from the attempt to connect. This is our work. Specifically, the light is what awakens in us this despair, seemingly, and everything. There is nothing that can be revealed without the opposing thing. Therefore, both of them increase together.
Maybe it means from the attempts to connect. That's our work.
The attempts to connect, that may be what awakens the evil inclination, and it gives us a greater strength to exert. But still, the will to receive always finds some other way. Oh, you didn't try that or test this. And we're together, we can do it, we're giving spirit to each other. It's still not clear to me. Actually, out of the strengthening of our connection, it becomes clear to me why each one of us has greater strength. But the despair in practice, as he says, the one that says, we as a ten cannot do it, only the Creator can do it.
We just grow from the two lines all the time. We make efforts in the work, and by this increase the efforts and do everything we can to increase the feeling of connection between us, building this environment that will remind each one of the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal. And from this, even more despair shows up. The left line grows. So there's no other way to develop. So the more we increase our efforts to connect, we will discover, as much as the solution isn't from us and it's not in the deeds.
He describes here, specifically after that part that Rav read, what does it mean to be despaired? He writes, I'm reading slowly for the translator, this is one who is pumping with a punctured vessel. He pumps all day, but he doesn't have a drop of water to quench his thirst. So were the children of Israel in Egypt. Whatever they built was promptly swallowed in its place in the ground. So, this is precisely this despair, that if you're working without direction, everything that you do doesn't give you any benefit, and that's very much despairing. The whole idea is to find the right direction. This is why this passage ends with, he only awaits a wholehearted prayer. We really have to understand who to pray for and what to ask for. And then immediately we get an answer.
Yeah, the work here is the difference between the work for myself and the working in connection in the 10, the way we started the lesson. So that's what brings a person to despair, that transition point between this work to the work of the Creator.
Our work is in turning to the Creator. Everything that we do is in order to have in us an appeal to the Creator. And it's possible that a person despairs because one day he was able to turn properly. And
Rav, how can we imagine that we're in despair from our forces and all together we plead to the Creator? How can we feel such a state that we're on despair and from that point of despair to connect and we turn together to the Creator? How to describe such a state?
On the one hand, we might say that indeed, after our efforts, a feeling would come that indeed a change has to occur. But maybe even now, let's say this fire we're talking about, if at that moment we will feel that the action that we want, it's not in order to fill up our belly. We're the spirit of this state where we're engaging in our own belly. Rather, we want to find something a lot higher than that. That already is a turning point in our thought with respect to the action.
We want to reach a state of the quality of love to dwell between us. That's it. The whole matter of saying and the work and in the efforts, and that doesn't go together with love, and it has to go together with happiness. To search how to get happiness and reveal happiness, that the Creator is taking care of us and raising us. And that should be the work, to find that point of connection and point of happiness, and not to search for all kinds of fake work that I show the friends how I'm better or can annul better or invest more efforts and by this I'll beat them. From that, not love and not connection will show up.
A state where we are all despaired, that's good despair. This is despair that comes from the right work. We're always turning around this state. Seemingly it's a state which is not pleasant to feel, that seemingly a person is helpless opposite the system. There is a certain resistance here. However, through the force of the 10, by supporting each other, we can channel this state into the right form.
You describe it that each one, to some extent, holds on to a very small desire, but if we all put the desires here in the middle of the table, so a deficiency.
Rob, we ask for the connection between us, or we ask for the revelation of the Creator. Let's say we despaired from everything, we finally turned to Him, right? What is it that we ask for?
Ask for a revelation of the Creator.
I was actually thinking that we ask to feel as one.
We ask, I don't know, to give Him contentment, and even if He won't be revealed in the vessel, so that should also be a good state. We want to be in connection with the Creator.
And in order to be in connection with Him, we need to be like Him, to take on His nature. So we have to ask for His nature, the nature of bestow.
To ask to not depend on the result, not to work only if you get the reward, but also ask to work without a reward.
I described it before that a group of people sit together, friends, sparks in the Zohar lesson, and each one asks for the friends. Each point is trying to ask for the other points. Maybe here, that's where our requests join into a collective request.
Yeah, because from the state I'm in, everything I ask for, even revelation of the Creator, it's like it's something impure there. But if it's for the friends and to give contentment to the Creator, so it's already a different kind of request.
Between asking for connection or asking for revelation, we need to go to one more layer deeper. What is the intention? What do you need connection for? What do you need the revelation of the Creator for? It seems to me that we have to ask that the Creator will be revealed in our connection. So it's a kind of
I guess you reach a state that you reach a true demand from the Creator. It should be on a degree that you can ask to give in contentment. For now, it's words with no content or no feeling, but maybe on such a degree, we already want to be above all these states, that the Creator will be revealed, that I feel good. That's the instinct. But let Him be revealed, that from this you can bestow to Him, and that's something exalted.
Yeah, it's not that there is some place where we ask. The very attempt to connect between us, creating the true lack, it says, and the people of Israel cried out from the work, they sighed from the work, they cried, and their cry rose up to God from the work, and the Lord heard their groaning. And we need to be precise about what it says, from the work, twice. We need to interpret that all of the sighs were from the work. That is, that they could not work for the sake of heaven. Rather, their suffering were out of the fact that the work that they were doing, they couldn't do it for the sake of heaven, because of the shell of the Egyptians of Egypt. Because of that, it says, from the work, twice. One, that all of the sighs were not about anything that they were lacking. They were lacking only one thing. That is, they didn't want any luxuries and any reward. Their only deficiency it was that they were feeling suffering and pain because they could not do anything for the sake of heaven. Which means, in other words, that they would have liked to have a desire to bestow contentment to the Creator and not for self-benefit, but couldn't. And this is what they were sorry about. This is considered that they would have liked to have a little bit of a grip on spirituality. Two, the other from the work comes to teach us, and their crying rose up to God. That the Lord heard their groaning was only because they asked for work. This is what the second from the work comes to imply. It follows that all of the exile that they felt was only because they were under the dominion of the shell of Egypt and could not do anything that would be only in order to bestow.
Clear? Any questions? What?
Rav, I didn't understand the difference between one and two that he just said. In one, I understood that they don't want a reward, they don't want anything, only a desire to bestow to the Creator. And they couldn't, so they regretted that. That's the first from the work. What is the second from the work? I didn't quite get that.
So what's written? Oh, you don't have the text.
Yeah, we don't have the text. And the second from the work the second from the word, comes to teach us that their sigh rose up to God. This is that the Lord heard their groaning. This was because they only asked for work. This is what the second from the work comes to imply.
Instead of the work they had, they want a different type of work. They don't want to just discover the godliness, that the pleasure is in the action. By giving contentment, you have nothing to do, so you're not giving contentment, and you also don't have any contentment from your doing. More?
А что такое вообще отчаяние? Особенно отчаяние в десятке. Где у него килим? Что это такое?
How does despair come to the ten? What are the kelim for it?
The despair in the ten is that we reach a special illumination from above, because it all comes from the light from above. There's never anything that comes from us, as it seems to us, that we're in despair in this world, we get mad, we cry. It's all from illuminations from above. That's how we're activated in 100% in everything. So an illumination comes from above that gives us a feeling of despair. What does that mean? That you, the direction you're pacing in, and you have no other way to go any other direction, only there. You don't have any other versions or variations or opportunities. None. But you won't succeed in it. So what should I do? And then you cry out. And that cry is that I'm searching for the true work, that by this I can give contentment to the Creator. And I can't see it. And that's the only thing in my hands, what I'm doing right now.
Мне понятно эгоистическое опять отчаяние. А мы тогда между ненавистью искали разницу между беспричинной.
It's clear to me that what egoistic despair is, but we talked about some kind of despair which is related to hatred, which is not corporeal despair. What is spiritual despair? How is it different than corporeal despair?
Spiritual despair is that I can't give contentment to the Creator. I can't establish a vessel that He can be revealed and enjoy Himself. That's upon me to do. To connect the right and left together, that He will be revealed there as the middle line. And from this, I'll feel that He is enjoying my work. So, none. What is my work? My work is to sigh. That despair, that is what I have to attain. That is the vessel. Because the rest comes from above. As if I'm doing anything for myself. But by all kinds of exerting in the ten, that we try and try and try, we get a special illumination called despair, and then we have to cry out. We're forced. It's things that are, that's how they're revealed according to the degrees. We cry out and we get revelation. Revelation meaning how we now can work. Yes.
It's a feeling in a vessel of bestowal. It's the result of the work, this despair.
Wait, no. We don't have a vessel of bestowing yet. We're just expecting to have it. We're crying out on these vessels that were still in Egypt. That were still under the control of Pharaoh. We discover that our ego is constantly in this, that we can't bestow, where we have forces to bestow from. We just cry out that we're not able to, but by the exertion we reach a state that we can, supposedly. We want it, and we can't. Those two conditions are called despair from the work.
What?
More?
Нишма,
So if I despaired, seemingly I agree. Well,
I
agree to stay in that state. If I have the strength and if I have confidence, that's not despair.
How could it be that you're crying and screaming and demanding, that's called that you agree?
But if I have the power to cry out and I have the confidence that the Creator can help me, then why is that despair?
No. You are confusing between what you feel in this world. Here, the despair are from your actions only. Not from the goal, not from the desire to attain the goal, not from anything, just from the way, the method you're working in, and you don't see a different method before you. If it would be revealed, you'd grab it and continue even more in bravery and force. The despair is only from the work. The method I'm working in is egoistic. I still don't come out of the control of Pharaoh. That's why the sons of Israel sigh from the work. You want to do some spiritual action, but you can't see how to. And we already feel that there has to be some different action from different kind, from a different world.
Why specifically in this state there is confidence that specifically now he can help us?
Because the desire to reach revelation of the Creator, to bestow, to be in Dvikut, that remains. And that's the only despair I have from the way I'm working. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
I'm listening. I'm asking why now there is confidence that he can help us.
There was confidence and there is confidence. There's just no confidence from my work. You're looking at me. I understand that you don't understand. It will come. I don't have anything else to say. Only from the work. That's why he puts an emphasis on it. Oh, what's going on here?
Рафагим все время рисует, что есть еще много действий, которые я не сделал, чтобы прийти к отчаянию.
I depict always that there are many actions I haven't yet done in order to bring me to despair. I haven't yet connected with the friends the way I need to. There are many opportunities, so we don't reach despair. How much more should these actions continue until we reach despair? Each time it seems to you that there's something somewhere else to add.
That's how it will be till Ein Sof. It'll never end. You'll always find that there's still something to do that you haven't done yet.
So what do we do?
Think. The question is correct, because a person can always say, I didn't do this yet and that yet. Of course.
Еще вопрос такой, что там в Египте, получается, не все пришли вместе к этому крику, возопились.
Another question. In Egypt, it seems that, and the people of Israel cried from the work, they didn't all reach that cry together.
Man is a small world. That's why everyone includes many different forms. And what is in the whole world is in everybody. That's why even though one person that reaches something, by reaching it, so through his like secondary paltzufim, that he's connected to everyone, he bestows to everyone. And in this way, everybody has to reach some kind of participation, a very certain small amount, but it's enough. It's through the darkness. The Creator takes them out of Egypt. It doesn't have to be a revelation like you're thinking, but just an agreement to reach the work of bestowal. That is what gives them the permission to come out of Egypt.
Nuremberg.
We can't hear
you.
Can tov.
Oh, okay. If so. Oh.
The 10 goes through different states. How do we reach a common effort?
Each and every one in the state he's in has to do it. It's not our business. Guys, you don't understand. It's the Creator organizing everything and demanding something very small from us in our participation. And not that I'm now going to check every state, what everybody's in, and calculate how we can reach the middle line, where we are, and their qualities, or gvura, or chesed, or tiferet. Where were you? What are we speaking about? The Creator does everything. We need to exert like children. We want to, as much as we can, the rest is from above. And also that comes from above, but and somewhat in our participation. That's it. Meaning all the forces we can give, give. And all the rest, the great calculations, aren't on us yet. We'll reach states where we will begin, instead of the Creator, to see where we ourselves can program the path, the actions, the revelations, the bestowal, that He will enjoy us. Well, let's say like big kids can give joy to the parents. Or when they give birth to grandchildren, that's already similar to Abba Ve'ima. That's later on. For now, it's not our business yet. Why we equalize, and yes, and no, and criticism on every friend, God forbid. Only as much as everyone can. And again, not to forget that the Creator is the one doing it all. The right, the left, and all the trouble is from Him, for us to need Him. And all the good things supposedly come from Him, that we won't delude ourselves, that as if we deserve this and now we're great and heroes and to always be above reason, just a bit. What?
Moshe.
If so, when we hear that we have to work together, what does this mean, together?
Together is an illusion. Together is an illusion that I am together with the others. That illusion, why? I have this vision that's divided into 10 beams of light, and I need to cross them all to one point in order to be centered on the Creator, focused on the Creator. That's the work. That's why it's called a group. And a shattering, and there's no vessel, the malchut, that needs to concentrate everything. But for what? I'm working on the lens. I work on a lens that connects all my lines of sight into one. You understand? I turn it until I discover the Creator. Yes. That's why it seems to me, I believe that I'm in a big world and there's humans here and friends, and it's all in order to concentrate from my desire to His quality. Yes.
So, when each one of us makes many efforts, but we don't make an effort together, what does it mean then that to do it together?
We need as much as possible to work on the effort together. It's a very external effort for now. the creator will take care of it. He will, as much as each one still works in his inner work. Throughout the day, you think sometimes maybe on the 10th, but most cases, when you go back to the work, the spiritual work, is your inner work. And that's how it is. It has to be that way. That's how it is for now. Afterwards, for us, it'll come close to one another. As much as I'll feel that integral reality, so the group will get close to being into one instrument.
So for the time being, we have two things. On the one hand, we have to ask, we have to see that my sight will be a collective sight together with the whole ten. On the other hand, I have to see that externally there is harmony in the work within the ten. Seemingly, there are two things.
Yes?
Taya.
I heard you say before that our despair should be from the method of the work.
Yeah.
So
there's a different type of work, a different method, how to reach, to give contentment to the Creator, and we don't know how, and the fact that we're doing it, we see that we're not succeeding, doesn't come out.
Meaning that we don't have a method for the time being.
No, obviously no. The method is in order to bestow. We can't do it. As much as I do and do and do, every time I see that it was in order to receive.
Why then we have to persist on this path?
We don't need to. Don't. You have anything else to do?
I don't have anything else.
So there's no wise as the experience. You can't cry out till you reach despair. What is despair? That you have performed a sufficient number of actions that from above you get such an illumination called despair.
On a path, I collect many disturbance. I feel as though I'm doing many checks on all kinds of things that I did in life. That
correct.
I tried in life. Seemingly, gradually, I focus, but at the same time, as the picture becomes more focused, the greater spectrum and newer spectrum opens up, and I begin to...
That's always like that. That's for us in technology, too. That you reach a certain resolution, so it opens more, and then more details every time.
This is called Ensof number 2 in mathematics. Infinity of infinity, or everywhere you have infinity.
Well, let's say.
The question is, so it's impossible to reach despair, and not in the will to receive.
Also, despair is an illumination you get from above when you are supposed to get it.
What are we doing wrong that we don't reach despair?
I think we're advancing nice and correctly and pretty quick. Not that, God forbid, I want to stop our advancement. But according to what I see, I think like within the last 2 years, what we have raised above the shallowness of the study to truly implementing, still in the will to receive, but such a realization that we're reaching that border, the passage. Now what happens here, as we learn, a lot of discernments that we need to concentrate them and to try and understand that the goal is the main thing, and it's attained through connection. Two things before us, a goal and connection. That's where it's attained.
According to the intellect, a state where a person is getting closer to despair, gradually he should run out of forces, and here it's felt
wrong.
Exactly. Can you explain why?
Because it's not despair from being weakened by the importance of the goal, but only from my method that I can't reach bestowal. That's it. Only that the Creator I don't want to say tanid. It's like a lover that I want to
in greater adhesion with him.
Yeah, the longing to the Creator doesn't decrease. I want it more and more. I want to reach it. I'm like someone that he's the only one I love, he's the only one I want. But I'm despaired by how to get there. Only that. Let's say I'm on one side of the river and he's on the other side, and I'm running back and forth trying to find a way to pass the river. You understand that? Good.
So why doesn't time help?
It helps. The Creator counts this, and then from above we get the illumination called despair, and that despair, that is the vessel. No more. When I discover a sufficient amount of efforts, that's called kishui, that I really want them.
There's something that we always come back to, which is above reason, that seemingly I don't see the results that I'm about to achieve. And actually do invest work, I do invest strength, but without direction. How do we work with that thing?
No. You work according to what we're working. Let go of that criticism. What is true, what isn't true? Because then you'll get confused a lot. That's it. So we're going to test or continuing a bit? Who wants test? Who wants another part? Tess?
Moving on to the next part of the lesson from